About the photo that you were talking about.
Yeah, this is a very long story.
Never mind. More the better.
Okay. Now, so this was after the play had finished its run. Okay. So one day, on the Ekamatra website, they would put up rehearsal photographs. Okay, once in a while. And one of the rehearsal photographs was Muna's birthday. So we had all the cast members gather around her, and then, you know, posing the camera. There was a cake and there was a candle. Now, this was a break during rehearsals, and they were wearing this thing that was like a hood that covered the ears and the head, and then a bit of the neck, and just exposed the face. To my understanding, this kind of it was something that looked like a scuba diving hood, and there are photos where they also had a pair of goggles on. In the early stages of rehearsal, the director, right, Farid Jainal, wanted to do a synchronized swimming scene, and then they had this on. So anyway, they had this on, and some, because this was in rehearsal, some of them, like Muna, was wearing sleeveless, and then Nolina, another actress, she was wearing either a sleeveless or a t-shirt, but she had shorts on, so there was this picture. So someone saw this photo on the Ekamatra site and then started sharing the photo, but then captioned it as, "While our Muslim sisters are trying to get the hijab recognized in by the government or something like that, some other Muslims are making fun of it." And then it just got shared and shared and shared with that particular caption. So the original one in the Ekamatra site was just "Happy Birthday, Muna." But this person mischievously captioned it as if we were making fun of this particular, hijab. So I looked and it really didn't look like a hijab to me, and my understanding of what hijab is. But people were saying, "Oh, this is a modern, this is what is known as a as an inner hijab or a ninja hijab," where you put it on, and then after that, the scarf outside that you wear, it can be a bit diaphanous or transparent or whatever, but that was a fashion thing that people would wear. So it was like, my God, how many layers to the hijab was there? I don't know. As far as concerned, someone like my mother would, for example, she would have like a, what is known as a surcoat, which is like a cap, right? Usually like crochet or something, they just wear it, put it on. Like, you see the makcik at home with that, when she's not wearing the tudung, she'll wear that, you see? So that was the only thing that I knew. So I didn't know there was like newer sort of innovations to the hijab. So, so I tried telling people, this wasn't something where people decided, let's put on this inner hijab and then let's pose in sexy clothes. And, it was happy birthday to this person. It was a shot that was taken during a break rehearsals. But by that point of time, people just so incensed. And this whole hijab thing was just very sensitive, So more and more people came in. And I think I had to tell the Ekamatra people, "Hey, I think you need to remove the photo from the Ekamatra page. I think you need to." And I remember that Irfan was quite insistent that since the company had done nothing wrong, we shouldn't take it down. But I just told him, if it's social media, you can come up with like a very long reason explanation. No one's gonna read it. People are just gonna look at that photo, see that one caption, and make judgments, And you are just gonna look like this like yampang theater company that doesn't know what is Islamic protocol or whatever, and making light, making fun, coming out with this whole concept of sexy hijab, whatever shit that people are accusing you of. So that was a so-called controversy about it. we found out later that the person who first started the whole mess was also someone who has had his eye on Maimuna for a while. Had his eye, not so much that he likes her, whatever, but when Muna and Hirzi were gonna do some stuff on Surya Television, he came up with a whole page which was like, we don't want to see Muna and Hirzi on Surya. Yeah, so an anti-Muna and Hirzi Facebook page. And this person used to be Muna's own Malay cikgu back when she was in secondary school. So you know, obviously, mischief bordering on malice. I wonder if Muna was in that picture, would he have been so free to go to the Ikan Bajra page and look at this photo that was taken long before the play even premiered? You know, it was a rehearsal photo. Yeah. And then, yeah, target her and try to drag her through the mud. Character assassination, really. Mm. Okay. So I don't know, right? Is it that he feels like he's failed as a teacher in some way? Because, you know, Muna and Hirzi, they do this quite naughty kind of videos, yeah, right? Yeah. But why is it his business? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.